Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Paris.
Hey everyone, we're back with another episode of This is Paris, and welcome my guest, Jamila Jamil.
Hello, thanks for having me.
So it feels like you've had every job under the sun: teacher, journalist, actor, activist, DJ. What did you want to be when you were a child?
I'm South Asian AF. I wanted to be a doctor, just like every other Indian that I grew up with. but I had to leave school when I was 17 because I had a car accident. And so it derailed all my studies. And after that, I was offered my scholarship back once I'd recovered. And the idea of being 19 and going back to school with 17-year-olds just felt intolerable. Like, you had a much shitter time even than I did at school. And so it was just non-negotiable. So I just went out into the world and just started working any job that I could without qualifications, and then found my way into teaching. And while I was a teacher and a model scout, I got discovered in a pub while arguing with a man who turned out to be a TV producer. And then now I have a TV career and I'm sitting here with you.
I love that. It's an amazing story. So you grew up in London?
I did grow up in London and Spain and a little bit Pakistan, but mostly like Northwest London.
I love London. It's one of my favorite cities.
London loves you a lot.
Thank you.
You are one of our monarchs.
Thank you. Yeah, I lived there for 6 months and I just had the time of my life. We had so much fun going to like China White on Wednesdays and like tramps and like all these were like clubs all the time. It was just so fun.
It's very iconic. You did London in the most iconic possible way.
Yeah.
I haven't heard the word tramps in like 10 years.
And I haven't been there in over 10 years probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love going back there. I was there a few months ago and just like going to Harrods and I don't know, walking around. It's just so cute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how did you get into acting? Just from after meeting with him and he had you do an audition?
No, that wasn't acting. That was just TV presenting back when I was an interviewer. And you used to come on my show, I think. It was called T4 mm-hmm. on Channel 4.
Yeah.
Do you remember? You used to, I think that's where we actually met. I think that would have been one of the places back in the day. I would have been 22 years old. But he discovered me to be a TV host. And so I did one audition. I did a follow-up audition, and then within about 10 days of meeting with them for the first time, they put me live on Channel 4 to be an interviewer of celebrities and pop stars and pop culture icons like yourself. And so I did that for about 4 years. Then I moved to radio because I was sick of being told I only had a job on television because of the way that I look. So I was like, if they can't see me, they can't accuse me of that. And then after a while, by the time I was 28, I started to feel like I was reaching a ceiling. And in the United Kingdom, however much I love them, we do not give women a fighting chance to have long careers. And so I just thought, God, if I'm only 28 and I'm already being told it's time to revamp my career, to have a comeback, I need to get the fuck out of here. So I went to America thinking I would just be a TV writer. And I got signed by 3Arts as a writer and a host. And the Good Place audition came up. I was sure that I wouldn't get it because I'd never acted a day in my life. But for some reason, NBC and Mike Schur are all a bunch of maniacs, and they gave me a job as an actor, and I had to, 3 weeks later, stand on set opposite Ted fucking Danson and Kristen Bell and act out of nowhere. I pulled that right out of my ass. That's amazing. The whole of my career, really.
Love that. I love that show. Your character is amazing. She's like my favorite character on the show.
Thank you very much. I feel as though she would have name dropped you.
Yeah.
I drew inspiration from every socialite that I bet you hung out with in London. That's where I pulled it all from. You know, she was just a combination of those people. And it was a kind of loving satire of that group. But that's where I had to find her from. And that was a group that I used to DJ for, but I didn't ever hang out with because I was way beneath them when it comes to the class system. But it paid off in the end because I was able to use them for my character.
Mm-hmm. I love it. You killed it with that. And how did you get into DJing?
I got into DJing because I was at a party and the DJ was shit. I'm sure you've been at many of those.
Yep.
I was complaining about it with a woman who turned out to be the event organizer. She said, oh, you know, I'm holding this event next week for Elton John. Do you DJ? And in a moment of panic and mania, I lied and said, yes, I do. And she was like, great. Well, then next week I'll see you at Elton John's party. I think it was held in like Selfridges or something. And I DJed for that party. And Sir Elton did not look fully amused, but I survived it enough to then think, okay, you know what? I could actually really learn how to do this. And then I forged a 10-year DJ career.
Amazing. Was it scary doing your first DJ gig for Elton?
You know what's upsetting about me is that the truth is that I say things like, yeah, but I felt nothing. I feel nothing almost ever. And I don't really feel nerves. I feel a kind of physical nerves, but generally I have no shame, Paris. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I say yes and I do things that I find such a joy in the possibility that I could really screw up and embarrass myself. Like, I'm so drawn to humiliation, which explains my Twitter. but I've never found any of these things as intimidating as I should have, given that I have no idea what I'm doing. I treat like a failure and imposter syndrome like a wedding that I'm crashing. And, you know, I treat all these opportunities like a wedding that I'm crashing, and I'm just in to get all the cake and the snacks and the snogs that I can before someone figures out that I shouldn't be there. And so not really, if I'm honest.
Well,
it's worrying, isn't it?
No, I feel like you're lucky that you don't have to care or think like that, because it's annoying, a hard feeling when you're like nervous or something. So to not feel that would be awesome.
Yeah, well, it sort of comes from, I think there are two different ways you can feel very low self-esteem. And I think I feel low self-esteem as in, like, I don't think I could get any lower. So for me, I've got nothing to lose.
Oh, well, I think that you are gorgeous and brilliant and everything. So
oh, you're very kind. I feel the same way.
Thank you. So what was one of your favorite DJ gigs?
Oh, I used to, there was a radio station, I don't know if you ever went on, called BBC Radio 1.
Yeah.
And so I think playing on the main stage there was really fun, but mostly I used to do a thing, I doubt you ever did this because you're much fancier and cooler than me, but I used to do something called the Young Farmers Ball. I would DJ at the Young Farmers Ball, and that's where farmers don't really get a lot of nights out, because on Saturday morning and Sunday morning they're up like selling all of their produce. And so there are these young farmers' balls, which feels like New Year's Eve for them, where they come out and they just have it and they live it up to in a way that you've never seen anyone party harder than young English drunk farmers. And so there would be all these themes, and one of them was a Where's Waldo party, where they were all dressed as Where's Waldo, and you just looked at these absolutely wasted young farmers, all lost, no one could find their friends because everybody looked identical.
Yes, that's amazing.
8,000 drunk farmers. This is the best thing I've all dressed as Where's Waldo. It was the best thing I've ever seen.
Oh my God, that's so good. That's a sight to see. Did you take a video or a photo of it?
I'm sure I did back then, but I didn't really have social media. So unfortunately, these photographs, I think there'll be more farmers who are photographs of me than me of them, sadly.
Okay. Well, yeah. I want to like find that online somewhere because that sounds pretty funny.
I'm sure you will.
Yes.
This is Paris.
Oh, so you have your new show on Disney Plus called She-Hulk Attorney at Law on Disney Plus. How do you like playing the villain, Titania?
Titania, yeah. I love playing the villain because I feel as though I'm too much of a goody-two-shoes in real life as it is. It's quite fun to misbehave. And also women, like, God knows you've got experience with this, but women are so demonized anyway, no matter what we do, even if we're not hurting anyone, we're demonized so much more than men who actually do hurtful, harmful, deliberate, painful, scary, atrocious things. And so it's quite fun to play someone who doesn't give a shit, who doesn't care, who isn't trying to be approved of or believed or liked. She just lives authentically to herself, even if her authentic self is a total monster. And so it was just liberating. I wouldn't advise anyone be like Titania, but I weirdly support her in that one area.
I love her style. Like, outfits are amazing. How do you feel about dressing up in all the cute outfits?
I think she would die if Paris Hilton had complimented her style. I think she'd be so thrilled. I definitely feel like some of the feathers and the diamonds were an homage to you. In the best possible way. We look to like all these great style icons of people who were just like unapologetically cute. And then obviously we took it and exaggerated it and put it on steroids and turned it into Titania. But I think your level of like glamour wherever you are is something that was partially what inspired me of what I wanted this. I just wanted this woman to be the only thing you look at in a room. And so I think that's what we did. And thanks for liking it.
Yeah, I love it. I also love the red hair on you. I think it looks incredible. Would you ever think about changing your hair color?
Yeah, God, I just want to, I would love to. I think I'm desperate to get some hair dye on me, but I'm afraid I've got this good Indian hair and I don't want to wreck it, but maybe it's wig season for me. Have you ever done red hair?
No, I'm too scared to dye my hair. I just, especially with blondes, like going back and forth is just so bad for your hair. So I love wearing wigs.
100%. Also, I love that your voice just changed just then.
Was it higher or lower? I don't even know.
It was lower.
What
yes. I'm obsessed with your multiple voices. I think that's so great.
Thank you.
I think you'd look sick with a poison ivy vibe.
Yeah, I've never even tried.
Maybe
that
we'll color. Do it together one day and just break the internet.
I like it. Let's do it. So you said that you do all of your own stunts.
Most of my own stunts.
How is that? Is it scary?
It's really scary. It's also just like the fear of being embarrassing, I guess, to the stunt coordinators. You know, like it's like choreography, and I'm a fucking terrible dancer. So I didn't think I was going to make it through, but learning how to really fight, like properly fight. Do you do any martial arts?
No.
No, that's fair. Well, you can pay for your own security, but I can't yet. So to learn how to do jiu-jitsu and kickboxing and kung fu, all these different things, change the way that I feel in the world. You know, women feel often so physically vulnerable for good reason, because traditionally men make this world quite unsafe for us and each other. And so to be able to learn how to actually fully protect my own body and use someone else's weight against them has changed the way that I feel in the world. Like, I've become way more confident, like too confident. Like I feel like I could fight people that that would definitely kill me. So I need to calm down.
That's amazing though, because there is so many dangerous things happening in the world right now, and it's such a scary place. So it's good to have those skills.
Yeah, and it gives you a confidence that I think that we're deliberately kind of denied when we're young. And I feel like if I were president, I would have all women from a small age, all little girls, learn how to fight, like really fight, like kill someone with their bare hands.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they should use that, but I think just knowing that you can changes the way that you feel.
How long did you have to train to do that?
6 months. Months. Yeah, I dislocated a bunch of stuff. I had a minor fracture, it wasn't too serious, and rolled my ankle many, many times. And that's what happens when you start doing stunts and exercise for the first time in your life when you're almost 40. But I came through it alive, and I feel like I did an okay job. So we'll see.
Nice. Looks hard, but I commend you for that.
Thank you.
Megan the Stallion has a role in the show, which is iconic, and I heard that you help her get it. How did you get her on the show?
I basically just got down on one knee and proposed the idea to Megan. She's such an icon, and I knew that we needed an explosive celebrity cameo, and there's just sort of no one more relevant and more in the moment right now than Megan Thee Stallion. And I've worked with her for years. I know she's amazing to work with. I know she's super talented. And so I asked her, she said yes. I pitched the name to Marvel. They absolutely lost their shit. And it was just a twerking match made in heaven. One of the best things I've ever seen was her twerking with She-Hulk. And so if people feel like I've lowered the tone of Marvel, then you're welcome.
Was that always part of the script, or did that just happen?
That was part of the script. It was an absolute must have, and thank God she's such a fun, funny sport that she made it the iconic moment that it now is.
Yeah, she definitely is like the queen of twerking.
Yeah, her knees. What are those knees? They are her superpower.
Seriously.
I can't squat for 1 second.
I have no idea how to do that.
No. Oh my God. There's nothing sadder than me trying. Yes. Nothing sadder, truly.
This is Paris.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
So in 2018, you launched an Instagram account called I Weigh, and it turned into a movement as a safe space for women to love their bodies. Can you talk about how it all started and how it feels to see what it's become?
Yeah, it was actually a movement I started in defense of the Kardashian family, because I saw a picture of all of them together. And these are like businesswomen. They're a family of iconic empire, you know, moguls, right? And so the numbers written across their body weren't like how much money they've made or how much they have, how many awards they've won or what they've innovated. It's just their weight. And I was like, you'd never, ever, ever see a group of men who are businessmen who have broken all kinds of like historic records together with their weight written across their bodies. There's just no evidence of photographs like that of famous men. And these photographs exist of Taylor Swift, of Selena Gomez, of you, of me, of everyone. And we don't have any of those for our male counterparts because we don't care about what men weigh. We do care about how much space women take up in this world. And so in defense of that photograph of them, I posted what I weigh, which is not pounds or kilos. I weigh my experiences. I weigh my contributions to society. I weigh my mistakes, my wins, my saddest and happiest moments, my relationships, my orgasms. You know, I weigh the sum of all of my parts. And when I posted that, I had a very small following on Twitter, and it went ridiculously viral and then stayed viral for weeks and weeks and weeks. I started an Instagram account. I didn't think it would last very long. And yet here I am 4 years later, and we're a full global movement with 1.5 million community members. And we're talking in Congress, and we're creating bills to protect young people around body image and mental health. And now I have a big podcast about mental health and body image. And we are hoping to continue to make documentaries and just be a safe space on the internet for young people where you don't have to feel, where we're trying to make you feel smarter and happier instead of thinner and younger.
I love that. It's really inspirational, and it's definitely something that needs to be talked about, because especially all these young girls growing up, like, I wish I had so much of the advice that I know today and things that I'm hearing you say and other women that I respect and look up to talk about. So I think it's just amazing that you have made that space for people to really come and learn and just, you know, realize so much about, you know, the world and just how women are treated.
Thank you. But also, I think the podcast has been quite necessary in that, listen, I'm ignorant and problematic, and I'm out of touch. And these are all things that I know about myself. And there are a multitude of reasons why, partially my privilege, but partially the fact that I left school at 16. I'm not educated. I'm not very good at reading. I also was so mentally ill most of my life that I've been trying to kill myself for such a long time that I haven't had space in my brain to really absorb what's happening in the world around me. Mm-hmm. So you combine that with like Fame and It Girl and all the other stuff. I was just a whirlwind of someone having too big a platform with not enough information in their brain. Yeah. So I recognize that I have an opportunity here. Rather than pretend to be perfect or to be silent and complicit, I'd like to learn publicly with everyone, so that if people, you know, we shame people for what they don't know now. Mm-hmm. Which is ridiculous, because how can you know it until you know it?
Yeah.
Let's not make people feel embarrassed for asking questions and trying to learn. But we do. We're smug, especially on the left. And so I created a space where people could feel safe to not know all the answers, because I don't know all the answers. And you can learn with me from all these great experts and artists and people around the world, you know, so we can all get better together. Because I suck, but I'm trying.
What are some of the topics that you guys discuss on your podcast?
I mean, everything from feminism to loneliness to toxic masculinity to bipolar to OCD. Like, it's just such a wide range of subjects, of all the different things, of anti-racism, of trans issues. Like, there's just so many different things we have to learn about. And there is a rush to update our information. And so this, to me, felt like the most healing way to do it. and we have such great guests. And obviously, I would die if you came on the podcast.
I would love to.
Thank you.
Definitely. You were very outspoken. You never hold back with your opinions and stand up for what you believe in. Where does that confidence come from?
I don't know if it's confidence so much as I don't really feel like I have a choice. You and I are roughly the same age, and we grew up in the same time of watching Size Zero and watching actresses give really unhealthy interviews about how they're maintaining their weight and all of this just terrible misinformation. And it really messed me up as a kid and made me really sick and really added to my issues with anorexia that went on to live on in me for like 20 years after the age of 11 when it started. And so I just don't feel like I have a choice to not do whatever I can to try to interrupt that now. Mm-hmm. You know, I was so easily influenced by celebrities, and however much we can judge people for that, celebrities kind of overtaken religion. You were involved in that kind of like the rise and the craze, and God knows what that did to you being one of the first people at the dawn of social media era and TMZ's era to have people that obsessed with you in such a suffocating way. But we were obsessed with all celebrities. And so I'm aware of the power and influence celebrities have. And so I'm just trying to make this a slightly more wholesome place. Like, people think that I hate the Kardashians. I don't hate the Kardashians. I have no problem with them as people. It's just when anyone, there's no one who I think is immune to being criticized if they're doing something or selling something to people that is unhealthy. And as long as they're not, I have nothing to say. You know, I'm in support of women doing better and growing and making changes. But I think that's a common misunderstanding, is that people think I have some sort of personal issue with any individual who participates in like selling diet culture. I really don't. It's diet culture I have the problem with. And so not to specify about them, but I'm just saying that I think people misunderstand. I'm really just here to try and get rid of the shit that fucked up my life so that it doesn't mess up another like generation of 12-year-olds.
Just kind of being the voice that you needed when you were a little girl.
Yeah, could have been a voice that was a little bit better at expressing themselves, but hey ho, you know, we're figuring it out as we go.
Yeah. So I have to ask about your love life. You've been dating James Blake for how long, and what makes him the perfect partner for you?
Oh God, I feel like I've been dating James for 7 or 8 years now, which is by mile my longest relationship. What makes him the perfect partner for me is that he's very smart and very funny, and also like able to tell me to fuck off when I need to be told to do so. He's just like, he's not afraid of me, and he understands that my heart is in the right place, but sometimes my brain isn't always my best friend. And so he's a good guide for me, and someone who can actually, he's actually tall enough to take my phone off me when I need that. And you know, he understands that. I don't have a very good gauge of social cues. I never have. I was a really weird kid because of that, and very lonely, you know, for the first 20 years of my life, because I'm not always great at reading the room and reading people, and it makes me quite anxious. And so sometimes I think that's partially why sometimes I blunder, but he's very understanding of the way that I am and very kind, and we're just best friends, and we love collaborating and everything. And it doesn't feel like you know, there's that shit that people talk about, one person should be the flower and one person should be the gardener. Mm-hmm. I really don't believe in that. I don't believe in two halves of people make one whole. I believe in two, I don't want to say two holes. That sounds really gross. I think two whole humans should just come together in like a loving, respectful, equal union. And I feel like that's what I have now. Maybe he'll leave me, I don't know. Right now it's going really well.
Where did you guys meet?
We were both DJs, and we met in the live lounge of BBC Radio 1, which was a very iconic place to first meet. And so we became friends for ages, because I take at least 3 to 6 months to become friends with someone before I would even consider kissing them, because I'm very odd. And we became friends first, and then eventually we fell in love, and I moved out to Los Angeles, and he came out here to play a show and said he would only stay 5 days, and it's been 8 years. So I don't know. Is he a stalker? I don't mind.
I love it. Yeah, it's like my husband and I were just best friends. And I think that's the most important part, is just someone that you can trust and tell anything to.
Yeah, and someone who can love you in spite of like the parts of you that you maybe don't love yourself. I think that's really important. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy that you have that.
Me too, finally.
Yeah. I think it's nice when you find love a little bit later in life, because I think that it means that you really, really know what you're looking for.
Yeah, 100%.
And James is everything. James was everything I was looking for and more. So I feel very lucky.
Good. You guys are so cute together.
Thanks. Likewise.
Thank you so much for joining us, Jamila. And be sure to check out Jamila being the hottest villain ever on She-Hulk, Attorney at Law, streaming on Disney Plus. And you can find Jamila's podcast, I Weigh, with Jamila Jamil on Earwolf. And congratulations on everything, and keep doing it.
Also, Paris, like, honestly, everything that you've been doing, especially in the last few years, has been so, so moving and so inspiring. And I think you're so fucking brave. And I can't tell you how many people I know have been helped by what you've done, and you didn't have to do that, and you didn't have to put your name to all of that. And I really appreciate you and admire you for that. And
thank you.
And yeah, I support you always.
Thank you, honey. I'm gonna cry. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Bless you. Well, it's great to chat, and maybe I will I'll come and hang out with you sometime. We'll get tea.
I would love that.
Yes. Me too.
All right, gorgeous. I'll speak to you soon, and thank you so much.
No worries. Bye.
Bye, honey.
Thanks for listening to This is Paris.
We love hearing from you. So leave us a review. Send an email to paris@iheartradio.com. Leave a voicemail at 833-87-PARIS. And follow us at This is Paris Podcast. Bye, babes.
Follow Paris at Paris Hilton, and follow Hunter March, host of E's Nightly Pop, at Hunter March.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.